What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Ah, yes, gentlemen. Here I am in sunny San Diego. Boy, some things have definitely changed since I was last living here. Not visiting, but living here. However, that's another video for another time. Now, gentlemen, I told you there was going to be either a slight uptick or a massive uptick of men of advanced age or elderly who are long-suffering married men who decide, you know what, today's the day. Like the man in this article that was published on the 25th of February. Quote unquote, I just shot my wife. 81-year-old man charged with termination called 911 from Johnston County home. Gentlemen, who does this sound like? Think back. That's right, Freddie Wilhite. Boy, every time I think of that man's story, it just brings a mile-wide smile to my face. Because that was another man who was completely fed up. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. At around 4:30 p.m. on Monday, the Johnston County Sheriff's Office received a 911 call from a man stating he had shot his wife at their home on Buffalo Road near Archer Lodge. Roger Gray Preston told deputies his wife was in an RV parked in the front yard. Deputies found Sarah Cobbler Preston deleted from a gunshot wound inside the vehicle. She was 77 years old. Roger Preston, 81, was charged with her termination. He is being held at the Johnston County Detention Center without bond. WRAL News obtained a 911 call made from the scene. Quote unquote, I just shot my wife. The caller, who identified himself as Roger Preston, said, quote unquote, me and my wife have been having marital problems. Put the pin right there, gentlemen. As you all know, I always say this, you never know what's going on behind closed marital doors. The 911 operator then asked, quote unquote, you said you shot her. Is that right? The man answered, I am so sorry. I really loved her. I just lost it, and I shot her two or three times. It just blew my mind that she would do me like she has. Major pin right there. Major pin right there. Why? Because the normie would completely skip that. Oh, no. Over here, we get into the nitty-gritty. He was cooperative on the phone, and he told the 911 operator he would be waiting for authorities to arrive. Quote, unquote, "I will be in the yard sitting on the front porch," he said. When the 911 operator asked about his wife's condition, Roger answered, quote, unquote, "I'm with her now. I'm with her right now in the motorhome. She's sitting in the middle of the home, leaning against the door. I shot her in the head." The 911 operator told Roger how to control his wife's bleeding using a clean t-shirt and advised him to keep his hands visible when deputies arrived. Quote, unquote, "Let me put the gun out here on the porch," he said. WRAL News on Tuesday spoke with Roger Preston's daughter, who said her father had been married to Sandra Preston, her stepmother, for over 40 years. She said the couple had just returned from a trip and she was not aware of any marital problems. Once again, gentlemen, we know what that means. As long as they kept up the picture-perfect old couple for the masses, no one would think otherwise. However, as I always say, behind those closed marital doors was definitely some turmoil going on. Quote, unquote, "This seems like a bad dream or a horror movie," she said. "One minute I'm shocked. I'm frozen. I don't know what to do." The daughter added her father was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease a few years ago. Well. Gentlemen, what have I always said about a lot of these old men in long-suffering marriages? They were married for over 40 years. Do you honestly believe that they did not have any sort of marital strife during those 40 years? No. If you believe that they didn't, well, once again, I got some oceanfront property in Arkansas to sell you. No, they had many a fight during that time, but they kept it in house. However, this man finally got to the point to where he said, you know what? This woman has long since become the bane of my existence. So, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take matters into my own hands. And guess what? This man has decided, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to sign up for the three hots and a cot retirement plan. And that's exactly what he's going to get. What more do I need to say, gentlemen? What more do I honestly and truly need to damn say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down on their property inside the motorhome, gotta give it a 10. Method of execution, obviously the problem solving pistol. Psychological impact, gonna give this a 30. And for the brutality factor, he said he shot her 2 to 3 times. So I'm going to go ahead and bump that up to a 20. So Roger, pew, Preston gets a score of 65. Gentlemen, let's go ahead and swing back to the one phrase to me that is absolutely key as to the proper motivation as to why this guy eventually decided to put the mask on. quote unquote, it just blew my mind that she would do me like she has. That is a very deep and dark statement. This man obviously knew of things that she did to him, that he more than likely was unable to get the proper assistance for. Maybe he found out, she was stealing money from him. Maybe he found out some other information. But that phrase right there is the absolute key. He already admitted that they were having marital problems. But what does he mean by that? That is a grand piece of information that I would personally love to know. But, you know, the man's 81 years old. He's like, fuck it. I already got one foot in the grave and my other foot's about to hit this banana peel. So, you know what? I'm already on the way out. So I may as well go ahead and do something that I've long wanted to do. Remember, ladies, remember you married women, a lot of you are still drawing breath on this earth because of your husband's restraint. Put that man into a bad position. Guess what? Those chains of restraint will break. And guess what? That man might decide, you know what? Game on. It's a lethal game, and I'm going to win. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you long married women out there who honestly think you still got it in the bag, I gotta tell you this. Gotta tell you once again. Your husband's restraint is the only thing keeping you above ground. And with that being said, ladies, you better understand this, and you better understand this crystally damn clear. The social power you think you have through marriage, the sword and shield that you have through the state, which we all know is false, that will all eventually go out. Feminism. And the idea that you can still use the Duluth model as a sword and shield also, that's going to go out right along with it. Because I keep saying this, and I'm going to keep saying this. When a man no longer fears the consequences of his actions, he will act up to and including lethal action. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.